morning. I prepared my sermon in Sotho. So I was telling Pearl that people from the Sotho will hear me. You from Mpumalanga, you're not gonna hear much, eh?
Just
be fine.
Just
you'll be fine. Yeah, I think you'll be fine. Okay, we're gonna read from Acts chapter 20. Predicator chapter 20. From verse 20 to verse 21. Sentetse ba yeta ko hopotsa ba tsoka di nete sa tumelo ya rona. Just to remind you of the truth that we are supposed to be believing. Na mona ke mo Paulo simana kopane le baholo ba Ephesus. He was reminding them what he taught them. And that's how it goes. He says, you know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that will be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly and from house to house. I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus. Le a tseba ka mo tsakang ka lepatela letho le molemo ka teng. Ha ke ntse ke bolela, mme ke ruta ka pele ho setšhaba le malapeng a lona. Ke ntse ke qophella baJuda le baGereke ho sokolohela ho Modimo le ho dumela ho morena wa rona Jesu. Now Paul was summarizing the message that he was preaching to the Ephesians. Ona ba fa Karolo fela rona ona ba gerela eng tswale tswapela na ba jotsa bona ka gore ne ona ba gerela gore no ba sukulwele o Modimo ba dumela o mora wa ha Jesu Kriste that they must repent and have faith in Jesus Christ. So today I want to look at these two things that Paul was talking about. It's actually one thing, but it's breaking down into two, into repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Hore king o sokoloha king go dumela ho morena Jesu. O bana hore ya kantle matlo re bolela batho le tlamo go nole sokolowe. Le tlamo go nole dumela ho to Jesu Kriste. Le ha re ga mona re bua ntweo. But then ke batla hlalosa gore na ke eng o sokoloha? Ke eng hore motho a dumela ho to Jesu Kriste? Jwale Bible no ya re ruta re ha ona tsela ka yona e le gore motho a ka ya legodimo ntle le gore no wa sokolowe ntle le gore no wa dumele to Jesu Kriste. Ke yona fela tselo Modimo a entseng gore batho dibe tsa bone di kgone go tshwanela gore ne di tlo tshwarelwe. Jale tlo re bone gore na repentance ke eng. Ezekiel chapter 18. Ezekiel 18 from verse 21 from verse 21 to 22 Ere ka sotu Empa ya khopo a furalle dibetsa ha tsohle tso a di entseng. Me a boloke molao wa ka yohle. A etse ho lokileng, ho nepahetseng, ruri ho tla phela. A keke a shwa. Dithito tsa hae tsohle tso a di entseng, a keke a hlola a sa di hopotswa. Ho tla phela ka baka la diketso tsa hae tse lokileng. Ka English here, from 21 to 24. But if a wicked man turns away from all the sins he has committed and keeps all my decrees and does what is just and right, he will surely live. He will not die. None of the offenses he has committed will be remembered against him. Because of the righteous things he has done, he will live. So le Modimo mona no wa re bontsha gore ne motho ha ne le metsa dibe empa khutla dibe tsa hae. Modimo o tla tshwarela dibe tsa hae. O tla lebala magopo o hlayentse. Jale ke ona ntho Modimo a eso go sokolowa ko go motho a gutle dibeng tsa gae kelelo wa gae e fetolwele go Modimo. It's a change of mind. Your mind has to change from your sinful life towards God. So there must be willingness from you to turn from your life. So that's what repentance is. Now, repentance is not negotiable. It's not something that a person can choose to do or not to do. Ke ntlo rena modimo a bolela batho ba yete ga bona ho Acts chapter 17 verse 30. Modimo re he commands people everywhere to repent. He doesn't ask people how kopi batho go motho sekolowe. Or no, olela motho go motho yena sekolowe. Ore empa jwale olela go batho ka hohle batho ba batle. Motho a tle di bitsa hai anna di rata empa a di tloela ga gona go thogena go mamela go ntho modimo. So the repentance has six, can call them ingredients, six things that a person has to do in this change of mind towards God. So na le ntla tse ntho tsheletse tsa le go mothatla madietse thopeli go motho a bone sebetsa ha side of sin. You should know your sin. What is sin? O tlama o tsebe gore sebe ke eng. Jalo ho Romans chapter 7 verse 7 re bolela gore motho ha na tseba gore sebe ke ntle ka ntho molao ka di 10 commandments ke tsona tsa ho bontsha gore sebe sa hao ke gore modimo o file molao molao ona a re o phela ka ona empa rona ka ba ne ka batho ba ntho ba tsotse sebe ha re etse ka ona molao ona ra utswa empa bebele re ne se ra utswa re tsa ntho bofebe empa bebele re ne se tsa bofebe a go hlomphe batswadi ba tshe bebele re ne go hlomphe batswadi ho ke ntho sebe tsale ntho molao e yetsa go re e bontsha motho wena sebe sa ha so sense ntle se feng tsale ba ba mpa tsho ba hana go bona bana le sebe empa bebele re ne ka o fela re tswaletse sebe sebe a se ntse lo re motho a ka a go wanya ho yena ho bane ke ntse lo re ka hare ho motho tsale tsape le go re wena tla mo bona sebe sa ha ke eng. O bona re sebetsa hao o modimo ke ntshenyo ntsha. It is an evil thing to sin against God. So that's the first thing you need to realize. Second thing is to have sorrow over sin. O ikwahlaya ka lebaka la sebetsa hao. O tla mo go bona gore ntho o entseng it was so bad, I don't want to do it again. Not because I don't like it or maybe I can't do it again. But because God hates it. So because God hates sin, you need to have sorrow over sin. Kaba ni mudimu ngo fayile se, but la mo oswabel. A week was I, or we, na elu mutu, a mudimu ayente. A wente se de se, na solo mudimu aswad. Nto abra ho, ke confession of sin. But la mo obulele se bisa ho. Some of the things we do to the against other people. When we have done to those things, I need to be able to go and confess those things. I know I was reading something about the days of Nicholas Bingo, who said that when he was preaching, people will bring things they have stolen and can come and confess that they have stolen these things. That's part of repentance. You need to be able to confess the sins we have done. And don't try to cover up your sin. How liko pata sebe sa hao wa se hlaisa pepe neneng go batho ba se bone modimo ma se bone go wena se se nna ke sa hao wa seba ga sona. On tabone is a shame for sin. O swabela sebe sa hao. I think go ne sorrow for sin and shame for sin into might be more similar, but then it's different because other people are not shameful that they have stayed against God. They are actually proud. They think about the sins they used to do, and when they think about them, they still get excited. They wish they can relive these sins. But we cannot say that you are trying to repent when you look back at sin and you are proud of sin. You look back at it, you can go and talk about it with your friends and be happy and laugh about it. If you do that, then it shows that you are not in the state of repentance. Well, the reason why we are not in the state of repentance, ha nna na ka sona fela o ka batla lo bua ka sona o ka batla lo o sna hang ka ba ne sebe sa nyontsa ntsa bohlano fifi is hatred for sin. I think the most obvious evidence between a person who is saved and that who are not saved, the fact that people who are saved, they hate their sin. Pastor ya sebe la ba ke tsa sebe o to fila so go no ba nna ke tse sebe sena ha ke se batle se sebe tsale ke ona ntse lo re ne tla marie se ba re we should hate the sin we used to love, because the people into where they sin, but they love sinning. But when you become repentant, then you hate the same sin that you used to love. If you used to drink, you even hate the smell of alcohol. You don't want to be even anywhere near it. So that's the first fifth thing that shows that a person is being repentant. The sixth thing is turning from sin. You know, you might hate sin, but then many people hate beating up their wives, but they still do it. They will tell you, no, I hate doing it, but you still continue doing it. Many of them, they saw their fathers beat their wives. So when they get married, they go and do the same thing that their fathers used to do, and they used to hate things their fathers do. So let them know for your sake. Ebile re khutlo sona sebense ba ska ba ba palla pila sebese le solo gene go no sieta o be le to space between wena le sona sebese. Jale, in a summarizing repentance, you can say repentance is turning from your sin, changing your mind towards sin, and turning that mind towards God, towards pleasing God. So that's what repentance is. O batla ho etsa bonnete ba gore sebise le sona se etsa bophelo bo le bona o bo phela o ba ho tloela. Jale ke le la khutlela gore ne wena o tsabise modimo, wena o etsa ditlotse le gore modimo ke yena di ratang. Jale ke ona ho tshokolong. Ha tloka ba le ko 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10. Re bolo re modimo o batla eng go rona ba le ka re sokolo wa dibe. O ba korinte ba bo be di chapter 7 lo bizi kamaje Second Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10. Okay, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. Ka so tshe re o ba so ba ka mogwa o ratwang ke modimo o hlaisa pako e pholosang. There's a difference between being sorrowful, worldly sorrow. I mean, when you did something, maybe you cheated on your wife and she caught you, you become sorrowful. But that sorrow does not produce repentance that God is talking about here. Because you were sorrowful because now your wife is going to find out and then she's going to divorce you. It's not the same as to being repentant because you want to be saved. Being repentant because God is doing something in your life. But God wants us to be sorrowful even when there's no chance of people knowing about your sin. But now you are sorrowful about your sin because God knows about your sin. Ke ona papa nyore o sabele sebe sa ka po o be bohloko tho ka ntlo sebe sa ha ka bana modimo ke yena a tseba ka sona. E seng ka bana batho ba tseba ga tho ka ntlo sona. Jale a motho a sena o sabela sebe sa hae a na motho a ka tla re o pholositswe kapo o tseba modimo gobane ha na this sorrow e le gore ke yona e etsang gore motho a sokolowe motho gone o pholosa ere botlise go please repentance repentance that leads to salvation so sokolowa kona wetsa go motho a pholoswe mara tsala pele go motho a swabele sebe sa hae tsala o se swabetse then o gone o sokolowe ebe o a pholoswa kona ho ba le hontho hontho sokolowe So what do you mean when you say a person has their faith in Jesus? So I broke down the points that I think a person has to have faith in, has to believe in, to be able to say that he has faith in Jesus. The first point is that the person has to believe that Jesus is the Son of God and he is God himself. Motho tla madumela gore Jesu ke yena mora wa modimo e bile ke yena modimo ka sebele jwale if only Jehovah's witnesses he will never be saved because I don't believe that Jesus is God we believe that he is one of the angels Michael I think they say Jesus is he's the brother of Lucifer jwale aba gone o pholosa batho ba sa dumeleng gore Jesu ke yena mora wa modimo ke modimo ka sebele o tlile lefatsheng a nka sebopego sa nama gore yena a tla resole dipe tsa rona a sa dumele seo ga na gone o ka go dumetse go yena Jesu Kreste gape bebele ya re bolelela gorene le madimo nano wa dumela demons into believe and they what shudder yeah they are shiva yeah But rona tlamo go ne ke dumela all these things third dimension amona ba le hana rena motho a sa dumeleng gore Jesu Kriste ke yena modimo a ka pholoswa hana o pholoswa ho ntle le ho a sa dumela gore ke yena modimo o mpitsa mothamaka tlo go bona ho ntse a Johannes chapter 8 verse 24 ore o batho ba sa dumele gore ke yena modimo Johannes chapter 8 verse 24 ore I told you that you will die in your sins if you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be ore ha ba tla shwa dibentsa bona ha ba sa dumela gore ke nna a ke reng ke yena ona ga ke mang yena Jesu Jesu ona ba bolela gore ke yena since before Abraham nna ne ke le teng ke nna Bona bolela gore ne before Abraham I am into meaning gore ke nna ntho modimo gobane ga re sheba ka go mose mana kopane le tlo setlhatlha setšhaba modimo ore ke nna I am tsale Jesu le ena o bua ntho le gore ne ke nna I am o bolela gore ke nna ntho modimo ena modimo ole a na na le mose ke nna yo gape tsala wena o sa dumela gore ke yena modimo o tlo o shwelela dibeng tsa gago ga ona pholoso gobane wa gana gore ntho Jesu ke yena modimo motho ya bobedi o tlamaye dumele kore Jesu o nkile dibe tsa gago he died for your sins ka bona go Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5 to 6 Isaiah 63 verse 5 to 6 ka sotere a tshwaletse di betsa rona a ketekwa ka baka la mogopa rona kotlo e re tlisetsang kgotso e mowetse odimo mme re pholoswa ka maqeba a hae empa Jehova o mojakisitse mogopo wohle a rona ere modimo o kele di betsa rona a di beya o ka ho Jesu Kriste tsala wena tla mo dumela ke dibetsa ha ha dumela ho yena o dinkile ho wena a di baya ho ntho mora wa Jesu Kriste sa fapano tsala wena ha o sa na dibe you are free from sin because your sin is now with Jesus on the cross so I don't go around to be scared that I may die and go to hell because of your sins because Christ took all your sins on himself and made them his tsale a wena o sa dumela gore dibetsa hao ntho a di u kreste hana pholosa o tla pholosa jwa hana rena musa pholise a bele nke a le di down having doubts that maybe to there are some sins that I never confess that maybe to there are still on you no kreste onka di bitsa ha ka ofela ha wena o dumela ko yena Debita ka fela tsa gale tsentsha ntho wa dinga o di beya ko yena hore e be tsa gale ntho ba go kore o tla mo dumela hore Christ o na le matla a go pholosa di helen Christ has power to save you from hell when I just got saved I was heard of people who were fear for hell but they say they are saved But ba tsaba di hele ntwa ba re no ba police so I guess that's why they don't preach about hell because they are too scared of hell but Christ says I have the keys to death and hell he decides who goes to hell and who doesn't go to hell when you believe in him you will never go to hell because he is in control the whole situation of hell Ke re baleng ko Revelation 10 lo chapter 1 verse 18 Maybe we can start from verse 17 that last paragraph Do not be afraid I am the first and the last I am the living one I was dead and behold I am alive forever and ever And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Hades is the place where people are destined for hell are being kept. And he says, I have the keys to death. So le hana go wena o dumetse ka ntho o ka go Jesu Christ. O bo sa ba re one day ha o swa o tlo ya ntho di hele. Ha na ya di hele. O ba ne how do me la hold to Jesu Christ? Punishment e le ya ha o ne deserve di hele. Modimo o sa tlositse go wena. I think in the Bible you are not sons of judgment. O sa tswa ka solo because the hell ke tswa ka solo ya modimo o ba tswa ba sa pholoswa. Ba le tama go dumela gore Jesu Kriste ha o dumela o yena o tla o pholosa di hele. Ha na ya di hele. Ntsa before go go tama dumela gore Jesu Kriste ha o dumela yena o tla fa bophelo bo sa feleng he will give you eternal life when you believe in him we find that in John chapter 3 verse 16 it's a familiar text John chapter 3 verse 16 ere modimo ratile lefatshe ho a le neile mora wa ona ya tsetseng a nosi gore e mo le monya dumelang yena a se ka dumela hampe abele bophelo bo sa feleng so god loved so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life ka so to eternal life to ba re ke bophelo bo sa feleng empa ke bophelo bo se nang qalo it doesn't have a beginning Eternal is something that doesn't have a beginning, doesn't have an end. It doesn't start now and then say, no, it's never gonna end. No. You had it even before you were born. That's eternal. So don't have it just because now you are saved. No, God knew you were gonna be saved. That's eternal. It's eternal past and eternal future. So there's no beginning, there's no end to eternal life. So the Bible tells us that modimo o fa bophelo bo ntse o bo sa feleng. Bo ntse bo se nang qalo e bile a bona qetelo. Ha wena o dumela ka yena. Ha ona go o ka tshwa go one day o tlo swa o ya ntho ndi hele. No. Abane modimo ke na o fa bophelo bo sa feleng. So on top of five, we should believe that Christ will keep you from sinning. Or Christ ke na mo tsatla o boloka sebeng. in this church inside the charismatics, people worry that they might backslide. I never understood why people think they will backslide. Because Christ will keep you from backsliding. He will keep you from sin. He will keep you from falling. Yeah, na Christ, a khona ngore a tshware bophelo ba hao. Hore wena o se wa wela sebeng. Hore wena o se wa khutlala mrao. Ke yena motho o tshwara. O tla mo hopola gore ke yena motho o pholosang. Christ is the one who saves you. Because he is the one who saves you. He will keep you. Terrible go Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 to 27. Dear husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. And to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Ere jwale ka ha le Kreste a ratile kereke, hore a tle a itlhophele kereke e kgabane, e senang letheba le ha e le maswebe, le ha e le tse ding tse jwalo, empa e be e halalelang, e hlokang sekodi. I think I also mentioned in Jude, like reading that benediction. Jude verse 24. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. So the Christ again, I want to say, I'm sorry, o se ba khutlala morao tsale ha ho gona ha le go botsa pholositsweng ha backslide ha backslide it means gore ne something in the right ka wena o nwa o tlo tsisi gore na o sokolo ha ke o dumela ho ntho kreste ke o tsale go nna ke tsamae ke tshwile gore ne one day re tlo backslide ho be this big to scandal no. Hobane Kreste ke yena motho a tlo bolokang. O fitlhelela lefu la gago ke yena motho a tlo khipa. Jalo o tlamaya o dumela gore Kreste ne o dumelang ko yena ke yena motho a tla etsa o phela bophelo bo halalelang. A se wena motho a lekang ka mmatla go phela bophelo bo halalelang. Empa Kreste ke yena a fang this holy life. He imputes it through you. And then wena wa phela fela. So le hana go motlatsa me a tswile go no one day go tla into backslide. No, go tla mo believe gore Christ ke yena motho a tla o khipa. Go tloa no tsena go fela bophelo ba ha bo fela le fatshe. Ke yona ntse ntlo go tla mo e baba. Tsa botselela gore o tla mo dumela gore Christ o tswile ba fu. You should believe in his resurrection. Ha re sheba ko first Corinthians chapter 15. Wa Korintsha ba pele chapter 15 verse 14. Ah 15 verse 14, yeah. Ere ka sotho. Empa ha ba Kreste ha tso wa ba fumo. Thuto ya rona le itumelo ya lona ke lefela. Ere if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless and so is your faith. Ha sa dumelo re Kreste. Eto wilaya tos papa no wila tsafiswa ashwa apatwa empa ka mora 3 days a tswa bafu ha na pholoso o ba kristen tswa ha tsa le ntomba bafu ha na thuso ho wena tatswa mo na paulo sha re ha sa dumele ena dumele ha ke le fela. Your faith is just futile if you don't believe that Christ was resurrected from the dead. That's the main doctrine of the Christian faith, that Christ was resurrected from the grave. If you don't believe that, then you don't have any Christianity. If Christ was not raised, then I think Paul says we need to be pitied amongst all people. Just believe in something that doesn't make sense, that is not useful to us. But we know that Christ, he lives forevermore. So how do you know Christ is a little bit full? We are not going to know. We are not going to know. But if Christ was not raised, you won't be raised as well. You was just gonna die and then you're gonna, what did that guy say? It's not gonna be raised. But we do believe that Christ was raised and we also be raised. So if you won't be raised, so your salvation is just pointless. You are just dying. So that's what we need to believe to be able to be saved. So repentance and faith in Jesus is not something that one has to happen before the other one happens. It happens simultaneously. It happens the same time. And don't say, no, I will go and repent and then tomorrow I will believe in Jesus. No. You repent and have faith in Jesus the same time. It happens immediately. I repented some years ago and I keep repenting. But then, where's the fruit? Say no, but I keep repenting. No, there has to be a moment of repentance and faith in Jesus. But then of course you are human, you will still sin there and there, and then keep repenting. But not this multiple repentance that people talk about. Repentance, lento tumelo, happens the same time. And then let's go number to Hannah Polos. So I go on to make battle on Potayo and Arne. Mudim or in about to know Basukulo wedding. I get a lawyer, I say, to request. How could people to some of them to a super low way? How do you mellow to the suppressor? You are not a latte like on a guy alone tomorrow. Meletta go fellam. Amen.
Thank you, brothers. Let's pray. Baba wethu sezulwini sonke uJesu siyabonga nasekuseni Nkosi yethu ngezwi lakho elinamandla eliqinisa njalo. Sibonga Nkosi ukukhunjuzwa Heavenly Father wuwe Baba about repentance and having faith in Christ Jesus. What does it mean? What is our benefit, oh God? Though we have done nothing to deserve, knowing that it is you that both works in us to will and to do. But we are so thankful, God, that we have seen it fitting for your purpose and glory that we may attain this gracious gift of salvation. Thank you for raising us from the dead, calling us to adoption as sons, giving us the gift of eternal life as your children. Thank you even this day for giving us that assurance that you are the one that keeps us from falling. We have to trust, believe, depend only upon your saving grace. We thank you, Father, this morning in the name of Christ. Let us all say Amen.